This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
By the way, Michael Savage is either going to be on tomorrow or Thursday. We have tomorrow kind of booked. He wanted to come on tomorrow now instead of today. But we kind of have tomorrow's show with Colonel Schaefer coming on and a bunch of other guests. But I think we can get Savage in the first hour. He'll either be on tomorrow or it'll be on Thursday. Savage had to reschedule. Look forward to having him on, obviously, with all the stuff that's going on. We're just going to open the phones up in this hour, into the third hour today. We have a lot of special reports we're going to be getting to. We're going to get into the geopolitical issues. We're going to get into the incredible developments on climate change and global government and why that's so important. Also, a lot of news where concealed carry is still driving crime down around the country. Violent home invasions and carjackings and muggings. Now, nonviolent crimes are actually ticking up. When I say nonviolent, when they break in your car when you're not there. But the criminals are a lot more careful about targeting people physically because they know they can get blown away. So, police, concealed carry license holder kills armed gunman in Chicago. They've just now, 6 years after the Supreme Court D.C. versus Heller case, they've been forced to back off partially and allow, if you jump through a bunch of hoops, to have concealed carry. And so, more and more, we've actually seen the violent crime rate for the first time in a decade go down a little. Still, Chicago is very violent in some areas, like the South Side, obviously, and has some problems, but the criminals are getting more and more scared, so that is certainly good news. But I wanted to air this piece. It's kind of a satire piece. Saw some of the comments on YouTube, thought it was serious. Like, they really think we're dumb. This is staged where they're talking about we need to get a Hillary for prison shirt. It's a joke. And I know most of you know that. Maybe folks are giving us their own satire. But it's a funny little piece. It's 2 minutes long. And I want to play this piece that Joe Biggs and Jakari Jackson put together. Here it is.
Oh, hey. Sorry. I was just admiring the brand new shipment of Hillary for Prison 2016 t-shirts. We just got them in. On the back it says Infowars.com, legalized freedom. Everybody here is super excited today. No one wants that woman to become the president of the United States. Whoa, look at this. Jakari Jackson even has his on.
Whoa. What a coincidence that we would wear the same t-shirt on the same day. That's a very nice jacket you have on there, Biggs, as well. Yeah, when we're talking about this Hillary for Prison t-shirt that's only $19.95 at the InfoWars store, it reminds me of just the kind of aura of Mrs. Clinton. Because, of course, we know she lied about being shot at by sniper fire. You know, Brian Williams had a similar lie. Not to mention the whole Benghazi scandal, where she was alerted to the plight of Ambassador Stevens, but instead of sending aid to Ambassador Stevens, she actually took that aid away. And, Joe, I'm noticing something right there on your hip. What do you have there?
Oh, this is something that Hillary Clinton doesn't like. This is a gun. Hillary Clinton doesn't want you to have the ability to protect yourself if someone wants to hurt you. There's crazy people out there.
Well, you know, Joe, there are crazy people out there. So for that reason right there, I keep mine right here handy as well. So I guess you can just not like that, Hillary.
Well, guess what? Go pick up your Hillary for Prison t-shirt and piss off a liberal. Let's go see what the rest of the crew's doing here at the InfoWars studio. So occasionally you're going to run into a friend that doesn't have a t-shirt.
Rob, where is your shirt at?
It's right. No, wrong shirt.
That's why you buy multiple Hillary for Prison t-shirts. You can help out a buddy in need. But be prepared like this guy and have yours on.
Make sure you're prepared.
Darren, always prepared. Make sure you go to the InfoWars store and pick up your Hillary for Prison t-shirt and show your disapproval today.
I love Joe. He is just always a hard charger, just doing little promos to help fund the operation. And he also loves the Hillary for Prison shirt. And you've got less than a month and a half to order it by the 16th or 17th. or at least the 18th, but they asked me to stop saying it so they can get it all out on the 18th. We've got to get everything out by December 18th for Christmas to guarantee under USPS or even UPS that you get it a few days before Christmas. So if you want this limited edition shirt, it's available. It's navy blue. Looks like a campaign shirt. It's lots of fun to engage in the First Amendment. Get yours today. Speaking of attack on the First Amendment, we're going to break it down straight ahead.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Clean, pure drinking water. You can't survive without it. But where do you get it? Alexa Pure Pro is a brand new, groundbreaking, gravity-fed water filtration system that is like no other. The Alexa Pure Pro transforms water from virtually any fresh source into clean, healthy drinking water, pairing the unprecedented superfiltration power of an all-new gravity block core with a hybrid chromatic shell. It removes up to 99.999% of impurities, including bacteria, viruses, fluoride, disinfectants, volatile organic contaminants, and hormones. Filter capacity up to 5,000 gallons. Stainless steel construction. Easy assembly. Low maintenance. Replacement filters are simple to install. And now, as part of an exclusive limited-time introductory offer, you can save $20 off the retail price and get free shipping. This is a limited-time offer, so order your unit today and receive free shipping and $20 off. Go to InfoWarsStore.com or call 888-253-3139.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Now, coming up in this hour, Michael Savage is now on with us tomorrow in the first hour. We've moved Michael Savage, you needed to move it, syndicated talk show, best-selling author, to tomorrow during the first hour. He will not be joining us today. We have Dr. Jerome Corsi tomorrow joining us on the economy, on ISIS, on Russia. We have Colonel Schaefer, formerly ran Stratus Ivy, and Able Danger, the program to kill al-Qaeda operatives for the U.S. Army. He was ordered to stand down and not take out al-Qaeda twice when they knew where bin Laden was residing. He, of course, has helped expose Benghazi and so much more. And he's involved with private and governmental military groups with a lot of really classified stuff he obviously won't be talking about here on air. But he will be telling us what he can tell us, not that we don't already pretty much know what's going on, thanks to him and others. He will be joining us tomorrow as well. So Savage, Schaefer, and Corsi tomorrow, that will be a big Tuesday worldwide transmission. So definitely join us for that. Then, of course, there's the nightly news tonight, 7 o'clock Central Time, PrisonPlanet.tv. Coming up, I want to get into the Texas Tribune article. Breitbart has a story. Sanctuary city policies will no longer be tolerated in Texas, says Governor Abbott. And my problem with this is I've talked to prosecutors. It's been in the news. Police chiefs have admitted it. In 800-plus cities, well, that's counting a bunch of towns. They say it's 400-plus major cities. 400 places that are above, you know, 50,000, where they don't arrest them for DWIs. I talked to Austin cops. They go, yeah, judges let them go for $10 fines. Everybody knows you get hit by an illegal without insurance. The insurance companies don't do anything. I've been hit by an illegal. And the police came, and they just said, no insurance, blah, blah, blah. And the guy wrote him a ticket, but nothing happened. And the insurance company just said, oh, whatever, we're not going to go after him. We can't. And then I got hit on my insurance. I was rear-ended in a parking lot like 10 years ago. And it's just crazy to see the government throw the book at citizens. Regardless of what color you are, we're seen as the big fat chumps. We're seen as dinner. We're seen as here to be fed on, but not the illegals. But I have a personal beef with Lupe Valdez, with the Dallas Sheriff Department. And what happens when sheriffs and mayors build their own little third world kingdoms and tell the illegals, come here, basically vote for me, get on the social services, and then it's all basically racially based? It's crazy. But what are the Mexicans going to do when it's Chinese? The Chinese at current rates, by 2025, if you look at different census numbers, Chinese immigrants will dwarf Mexicans. And they, again, operate together, unified in a group. The truth is every culture works together. The Jews work together. The Chinese work together. The Mexicans work together. Who's been trained not to work together? Europeans, Westerners. And my issue is I refuse to be controlled in a balkanization and put in a group. I want to promote a culture of Bill of Rights, free association, private property, and then we're all in that cult. Because humans are always going to be in a cult. They're always going to be in a gang. We are tribal. Well, let's sell the idea of freedom, and 1776 is our tribe, and prosperity and freedom and family. And by the way, that sells with a lot of these immigrants. They're just being force-fed the balkanization and being told, everyone hates you, you poor thing. You didn't get enough anchor baby money. You didn't get a nice enough car. You didn't get all these things you needed, you poor little sweetie cake. We're sorry the white people are so racist, Joe Biden, Barack Obama say. We're sorry they hate you. Really, 69% of Hispanics, wide-spectrum poll, including illegals, don't want open borders? No kidding. It's a fundamental fairness issue. You can't go to Mexico and get something free. You can't go to Guatemala and get something free. You can't go to Chile or El Salvador and get something free. So we're going to get to that and Governor Abbott's amazing letter from October 26th. And then I want to read Breitbart, which hits it on the head. And I'm not just saying because I agree with it. This is an accurate article. I mean, I'm an expert on what's going on in sanctuary cities, especially Dallas, my hometown. I've been brutalized by her sheriff deputies for no reason. I mean, she's a thug. It's on video. And then it ties into Beijing has covert radio networks in the U.S. Oh, yeah. Let me tell you, I've dealt with major censorship from the Chinese government. And so has Michael Savage. And if you criticize radical Islam, they'll ban you from entering Europe now. I mean, this is really going on. And I'm going to get to that coming up in your phone calls. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Now, I genuinely care about Muslim people. I genuinely am not an Islamophobe. I genuinely understand that there is a divide and conquer strategy going on, and that most people from the Middle East simply want a chance to be prosperous and to live the American dream. But the immigrants being brought in that were brought into Syria from all over the Muslim world, from Chechnya to Saudi Arabia, from Iraq to North Africa, are coming there to sow their oats, rape, rob, and murder. 80% or more of the people coming into Europe are military-age men. They post pictures of themselves on Facebook and Twitter, you know, once they get into Germany saying, hey, baby, I'm ready to party with them with rocket launchers. That's their culture of this particular group, Wahhabists, to show off. And they're being allowed to come in to then commit terrorist crimes, and then they're going to take Europeans' rights, not the jihadis. They're going to say, take down your churches, take down your steeples, shut them down, don't wear short skirts, you offend the Muslims, it's your fault. And that's already happening. See, they teach you under political correctness to give up your culture, lay down, and be run over. And it's the same breakdown of the broken strategy, the divide and conquer, where you break the culture into 100 parts, and then the government itself glues them back together, but they're the glue that controls you. They're the shackles that bind you. And I know everybody gets this, but we're really seeing at a diabolical level millions and millions a year of people brought in and then a red carpet rolled out as a reverse psychology to just totally go for broke, where people just become flabbergasted and get in a fetal position and go into a catatonic state. But I see mainstream news articles in Germany and in other countries of Europe with a straight face, where the radical Islamists say, I want a car, I want a job, I want a paycheck now, a house isn't enough. And by the way, your daughters are going to do what we say, and we're here to take over. This is how arrogant these people are, because they have nothing. But as military-age men from these cultures, they're not embarrassed that they're there wanting handouts. They flip the script and just get super demanding. And they have German school kids catering to them. They're kicking old people out of government housing, putting the illegals in there. They are taking down church steeples. I mean, every day I see straight-faced articles going, we believe the main central church, by the way, taken over years ago by the government, needs to have the steeple taken down because it's offensive. And we're going to house the migrants in there, and with their imam, we're going to make it more comfortable and put a moon, a crescent moon on the top. They actually, I have the articles right here. And with a straight face, they have to rub the Germans' noses in it. That's why they have governors and stuff go, you don't like a 4,000 people in your town of 3,000? Leave! People are like, how dare you? And they're like, that's right, leave! Because it's all about breaking their will. A mass migrant crisis, and it may get worse, is the headline, New York Times. And it shows just the columns of thousands pouring in. German village of 102 braces for 750 asylum seekers. The German village is told, you will accept them, you will pay for them. And by the way, women, you need to stop wearing, and again, and as soon as the women start wearing the long pants, the long skirts, next it's, I want to put a little something around your face. And the political correct now are actually, as a sacrament against the West, it's now fashionable in Germany. The women are now doing it. I submit, I bow, I do what the socialists say. Norway, immigrants brutally gang rape 14-year-old girl. One gets off with community service. Boom. Sodomized her as she begged. They admit it. Latest headline, German school abolishes Christian festival to avoid offending Muslim migrants. St. Martin's Day celebration amended to facilitate the, quote, integration, close quote, of asylum seekers. Primary schools and kindergartens in Germany are abolishing a Christian celebration and changing it to a generic festival of lights. That will not please. So as not to offend the hundreds of thousands of Muslim migrants pouring into the country. According to the translated report from Epoch Times, schools are renaming the Christian-themed St. Martin's Day, an annual celebration that takes place in numerous European countries, November 11th. Several daycare centers in Dusseldorf have abolished the festival altogether out of consideration for the refugees. See, political correctness means you give up your culture, you assimilate to whatever culture the globalists say. And if they can get you to accept radical Wahhabist Islam, which I've seen these Wahhabists, man, they put on gangster outfits and in Europe and go, yeah, baby, come on, yeah. And it's like, Muhammad says I can rape you. I mean, it's like weird gangster stuff mutates with all this Muhammad stuff. I mean, it is just crazy. And then to see the left all just getting so excited. By the way, I went to my cousin's birthday party. I'm going to skip the network break. I have to do that, then I'm going to stop. I went to my cousin's birthday party. His birthday's like a day before Halloween, but it was a costume party. You know, that's fun. And I was wearing a captain's hat. Because he rented a boat and we went out on Lake Austin with a bunch of people and music and drove around. And then I went back and it was... at a restaurant slash bar, so we were a bunch of places. I had a white guy once, and then a white girl another time. I said two times, actually three times. And then a guy that looked like he was Arab, I didn't ask him, come up to me, and I'm out there on the balcony. Beautiful night sky, I'm watching a drone fly around. And he says, "What are you?" So a couple of us were wearing captain's hats. We're going to go out on a boat, so we just went to the store like $2 a piece and got captain hats. I think they're $4, something like that. And I'm like, "What is that?" And I turn, and I look at him. He goes, "What is that, Nazi?" Because I'm offended by Nazis. And I went, are you joking? You think this is a Nazi hat? I said, "Yeah, it is." I turned around and squared up to the guy. I said, "Yeah, it is a Nazi hat. Got a problem with it? What if it was a Nazi hat? Why can't I dress up like World War II? But you know it's not a Nazi hat. You want to show off in front of these women right here with your cultural superiority and henpeck me to act like I've done something wrong as an act of aggression by you. And this whole cultural jihad that's getting pushed by the left. Isn't that what it's about?" He goes, "Actually, I kind of agree with you. I guess you're right." I went, "Oh, good. Have a nice night." There was a blonde college girl who literally was going around saying, "I just didn't want to wear any costume because of my white guilt. I don't want to offend anybody." And we're like, great. So this is how mentally ill people are. There are people going around all over the place so mentally ill that they're going, "I'm so guilty what I'm wearing, it might offend someone. I better not wear anything," and telling everyone about it. And then I had a white guy and an Arab guy separately at the restaurant slash bar come over and say, "What's that hat?" And I went, "Oh, no, this isn't happening again." I said, "What's it look like?" So I thought maybe he's being friendly. And he goes, "I don't know, it looks kind of fascist." And I went, "Really, it's a classic police hat style captain hat. It's like a 20s, 30s, 40s hat. It's an officer's hat. That's what it is." And I said, "Oh, look, that lady's wearing a black leather jacket and black pants. You know, is she a Nazi too?" But this is what it's like. It's they're ready for their political red terror. They're ready to come. They're ready to dominate. They're ready to boss. This is their high and mighty. This is their high horse. This is their better than you. This is their culturally pure and you're not. And the answer is, get out of my face. You are the fascist. You're a joke. Is there something wrong with you? What's your problem? But you don't like free speech. But it's worse than that. I wasn't wearing a German military uniform. But see, they're banning selling German military memorabilia. They're even trying to ban World War I stuff, saying that might offend, and geisha girls, and being dressed like cowboys. That offends rural groups. No, it doesn't. You say it does. You say you speak for everyone. You say you are the cultural gods. You say you decide what the culture is. That's the ultimate form of a cult. It's the ultimate form of tyranny. But then when you have one of the most insensitive, abusive, dominating, wicked, Wahhabist, radical Sunni takeovers in the world, taking over Shiite Islam, taking over Alawite Islam, taking over Sufi Islam, taking over all the other forms of it and murdering Christians. You don't hear a word out of the controlled left. All you have is this lip licking by these ignorant weirdos that have a fetish over any culture that doesn't bow down to their political correctness. So because it doesn't bow down, they immediately bow. And you know what I found all three times I told people they were pathetic? I mean, it went more than that. I chewed both these guys out. One guy apologized and said, he goes, I guess you're right. The other guy acted kind of weird. And I said, hey, don't get in people's faces and try to engage in cultural Marxism and think that somebody can get back in your face. And I shouldn't brag and act tough, but I told him, you better get out of my face now. Because I'm through with these people. I'm through with them. I mean, there was this, she's a college student. She's 21, about to graduate with her first degree, and she was just walking around all depressed. And it turned out she talked to my personal trainer who was at the party, friends with Buckley, and told him the same thing. Talking around, just going, with this depressed look. People are like, what's wrong? She's like, I just have white guilt. I mean, these are mental patients. And the thing is, I wasn't looking for them. They're out there. Remember the Atlantic Monthly article a few weeks ago about the deliberate dumbing down and how there's all these liberal mentally ill basket cases and how they're afraid of everything and have anxiety attacks being around people? They can't be in social circles. They can't communicate because they've been in public school for 14, 15, 16 years, 12 years of primary, and then 4 years of college, and all they are is immersed in a bunch of, I'm white. Oh, that cap looks scary. Oh my gosh, you're wearing a blue cap. He's wearing a white one. Now, there's the headline, the coddling of the American mind. And then it gets so scary, what do they want? Ban free speech. Ban anything that scares them. And that leads us now to this new article. Back to the Dark Ages. That's what I've been calling this. This is a very important article. Top French weatherman. See, that was even politically incorrect. It should have been a weather person, even though he is a man. See, this is how far this goes. Back to the Dark Ages, top French weatherman, 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 weatherman. Back to the Dark Ages, top French weatherman, fired over climate change book. The popular weatherman announced Saturday evening that he has been sacked by leading French news channel. He just get his own feed, blue screen, and talk about the weather himself and do subscriptions. It'll be more popular. He has been sacked by the leading French news channel, France Televisions, for publishing a book which accused top climate change experts of misleading the world about the threat of global warming. Oh my gosh, he wrote The Climate Investigation. Let's get Philippe Verdner on. He's a household name in France for his daily weather reports on France's Channel 2, announced in an online video that he had received a letter of dismissal. But listen, your new Dark Age, your new Inquisition is going to fail. The stinking sun, I shouldn't say some bad things about the sun. Thank you, God, for the sun. Of course, the UN voted and said it doesn't affect climate. Like sticking your arm in a fireplace when it's on doesn't burn your fingers. I mean, this is ridiculous. Or putting a pot of water on a flame doesn't heat it up. But they said, no, it's all humans. You're bad. You're evil. Pay us carbon taxes. All scientists agree it's real. First it's cooling, then warming. Now it's change, period. And now they go, things are getting cold. It's the cooling. Things are getting warm. Pay carbon taxes. Getting colder means we're warming. Now they're saying, we never said it was warming. We said it was change. Oh, now you control change. See, language, the earth, and it's them playing God. Russian media take climate cue from skeptical Putin, New York Times. No, Putin's not skeptical. Putin's broken with the West completely because they've encircled Russia, and he says they want to turn off Russia's industry and not let them sell oil and gas and put taxes on them, which is only part of it. They want a post-industrial world. And he goes on to say it is war, military action against humanity. Yes, that's what it is. And I told you on Friday that was uber big. It is big. And that's why they've got the EU and the French government now calling for arresting. And by the way, they've set up a secret climate court for the UN. They've now leaked the section last week. New American Magazine got it. It was reported on by big newspapers over the weekend. DrudgeReport.com, link to it. In fact, let's put that up on screen. Headline. Headline. Inside TPP is secret UN court for climate criminals and deniers. And the sections say it's going to go after your speech. They want to arrest us, people. These are hardcore totalitarians. And they've got masses of people now that will walk up to you and go, what's that hat? Supposed to be a Nazi? I don't like that. I mean, the whole story was, what you got against Jews? I was just like, I didn't even go, oh, sorry, sir. I'm like, yeah, it is Nazi. That is, yeah. It is, you bet it is, yeah. I told him more, too, man. I just said, I want to tell people how nasty I get, man. I just wish that... I'm sick of people pushing their guilt on me when I hadn't done nothing to you, you filth. Projecting onto me all your sick fantasies of control, you garbage. Just trying to take my guns, trying to take my kids, trying to forcibly inoculate me. I'm here rallying the troops worldwide to prepare for you. We are going to stomp you politically to the ground.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Atmospheric aluminum, mercury exposure, estrogen toxins from plastics, microwaves from cell phones and smart meters, and low-quality foods all combine to create conditions for the very high incidence of disease in our society. Now more than ever, we all need to be consuming those foods and herbs that epigenetically signal the cells of our body to produce energy, create proteins, and detoxify. When we properly support our bodies, then even in these toxic times, we can promote and achieve excellent health. One World Way is the first energetically encoded whey protein food derived from Amish pastured cows on the U.S. market. After 3.5 years, we've heard miracles occur for so many people. One World Whey has a track record of promoting detoxification, improvement in elimination, and improvements in energy, skin quality, and elimination of inflammation. One World Whey is formulated to mirror the macronutrient ratios found in mother's milk. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Your liver can be full of fatty deposits, built-up toxins, and even dangerous objects known as liver stones. We worked with the top developers in the field of detox to take tried and true herbs and other compounds known to safely cleanse the liver and fuse it with the latest research and technological development on concentrating these ingredients to give you the maximum effect. Liver Shield is the only liver support product on the market that uses a patented Spigerex blend of powerful organic herbs that support detoxification. And when you visit InfoWarsLife.com, see the instructional video on how to do a 6-day liver detox. This isn't a game, and let me tell you, the results are dramatic. Liver Shield is totally organic and made of the safest high-quality herbs. But that said, you need to consult your physician before you do the full detox. Liver Shield can also be used daily by itself for overall upkeep of the liver. Secure your Liver Shield today exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com for the lowest price available. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Your house is under attack. Every day, our homes and families are attacked by harmful gases, mold, and pollutants caused by everyday activities. According to the EPA, indoor air can be 5 to 100 times worse than outdoor air. And the American Lung Association states that poor indoor air can cause infections and chronic lung diseases such as asthma. Protect your family with a complete indoor air quality package from Wave Home Solutions. Wave ventilation units for basements and crawl spaces reduce moisture that nourishes mold, odors, dust mites, and expels gases and pollutants. Add the Wave 6-stage air purifier to get rid of the viruses, chemicals, and pollutants upstairs for a complete indoor air quality solution. A healthy home is the best investment you can make. Visit WaveHomeSolutions.com. That's WaveHomeSolutions.com or call 888-758-WAVE. That's 888-758-WAVE.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
All right, here's the toll-free number to join us on any of the issues I've raised. The huge developments where Russia says they're openly preparing to survive a nuclear war. The radical Islamicists, most of them military-age men, just running around raping, killing, attacking, demanding everything free. Old Germans being thrown out of government housing to house them. Christian festivals in towns and schools being canceled. Oktoberfest, people being told don't drink. Out on the streets, the radical Islamicist videos from England to Germany and to France running around telling women not to walk around scantily clad. Well, they'd really have a heart attack in downtown Austin on Halloween. Just crazy. And again, then we're supposed to adapt to their ways. I mean, conservative Americans have to put up with folks that want to run around wild because we're a free country. I mean, imagine if Christians were running around telling women to wear, you know, hoods on their heads. It's simply over the top. Government to build 60 new houses for migrants while poor Germans are evicted. Migrants sing jihadist songs at refugee center. There's video. Ignorant German volunteers applaud. And they don't like you. They think you're pathetic. Thousands of Muslim migrants disappear from camps. That's WorldNet Daily. Look at this. Facebook, Sky News, pay migrants for every hate post. The German Yellow Press newspaper Bild is publishing the names of offenders in the media. So if you criticize the open borders, they publish your names. Meanwhile, Hungary Prime Minister accuses Soros of stoking the refugee raids. I'm having Freudian slips here. Hungarian Prime Minister accuses Soros of stoking refugee wave to weaken Europe. Really? Think so? So that's just some of the news on that front. I've got some Second Amendment news I want to hit here in a moment. But first, I want to give out the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. And then coming up, for the first time ever, majority of Democrats now view socialism favorably. Mission accomplished. Remember Newsweek saying we're all socialists now and how everything's going to be free and how wonderful it's going to be. And you notice we now have less than 1% with like 87% of the wealth. And it's a tiny percentage of that percent. And the more you get socialism, the more there'll be a giant mass of poor, stupid people. And they won't know any better. Meanwhile, Bill Gates, whose wealth is basically a state secret, and who has over $100 billion in tax-free foundations that he makes profits off of, Bill Gates, only socialism can save the planet without a substantial carbon tax. There's no incentive for innovators. Oh, really? I thought there was no carbon tax. He always goes and speaks to academics and teachers groups and tells them about all the free stuff they're going to get. You know, if we don't give an old lady health care, we can give 10 of you a raise. They all clamp. Yeah, yeah. He wants to give you some free stuff if you just accept the IBM computers. He's like, he's Microsoft. It doesn't matter. The IBM computers deciding to kill the old lady. Isn't he such a sweet man? He wants to give you something free. Meanwhile, remember that major banks like Citigroup are coming out saying they want you to retina scan to buy and sell. Well, now the UN's openly announced that's what they're coming up with, so we're going to get into that report as well. But I've just got to tell you, the big news is that people are waking up to just how dire the situation is. And even a sizable minority that starts to say no to these political takeovers and who speak out to others and who vote with their dollars and vote with their feet and vote with their actions, not supporting the top 100 Fortune 100 corporate systems, we will bring these people down. And it doesn't mean you got to be a purist. Doesn't mean you've got to be perfect about what you do. But I would only shop and support mom and pops, locals, and groups that are anti-globalist. And I would do your research, and I would militarily only spend your money with organizations and groups and systems that are promoting freedom. And I would let other organizations like Monsanto, McDonald's, Microsoft, Apple, and others that promote gun control and open borders, and the big beer makers that do it as well, that you're not going to be supporting them because of their traitorous globalist activities. You got the big corporations setting up a world government they run to rob the daylights out of us, to drive down our wages and create a giant third world hell with no stairway out of it. And then once they've got everybody poor, they can engage in organized population reduction. And of course, I'll also get into Governor Abbott and Sanctuary City's policies will no longer be tolerated in Texas and tie that to his letter that I want to read on air. I'm going to really try to do that. Also, the most dangerous volcano in North America is roaring to life. We're going to get to that report and a lot of other tectonic activity. U.S. Army tests swarms of drones in major exercise. That is just some of the news that's coming up. Briefly, before I go any further here today, we are running that special on Liver Shield with OxyPowder, 25% off. And I'm going to extend it to Wednesday, and then it is over. And I'm going to extend free shipping and 10% off on the Alexa Pure Pro system, water filters, and other systems at InfoWarsStore.com through Wednesday at 2 o'clock, and those specials will end. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com. Also, you've got a month and a half to get your orders in on the limited edition Hillary for Prison T-shirts. And she probably will be the major nominee. Unfortunately, we've been looking for the fall of Hillary. She's come very close to falling, but she just has too much dirt on people. And at least at this time, she's not fallen yet. She is teetering up on the edge. So you get to spread the word about this criminal. You get to be politically incorrect. You get to support a hardcore broadcast that promotes liberty and freedom. The answer to political correctness is to triple down and exercise your free speech even more. Whether you're in Europe or here in the United States or Australia, use it or lose it. It's like muscles. So those shirts available in all sizes, InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Great conversation piece. You tell folks, here's the truth. Infowars.com on the back. Legalize freedom, to use a Ron Paul quote. So again, Infowars.com. Link through to Infowarsstore.com and find all of that. And we also have Brain Force, amazing brain pill, back in stock. It's got a whole bunch of known compounds, some of them prescription in Europe. That are natural and healthy and totally organic that absolutely turbocharge my brain. There's a lot of brain pills out there, folks. I just challenge you. It's very affordable to get a bottle of this and see for yourself. We've got DNA Force. We've got Knockout. That, look, it's nine different ingredients, and it's $19.95. You can get the same dose of melatonin for $25, $30. This is the same dose of organic melatonin with L-tryptophan, chamomile flower extract, GABA, valerian root extract, and more. And it just is very effective when I'm all jazzed up at midnight, can't go to sleep. I take one of these 30 minutes later, I really feel it. If I take two, I'm kind of sluggish in the morning. So, but this is something that has a bunch of stuff in it, so it hits you depending on your physiological makeup, your metabolism. Different things may hit you differently. So it's got a bunch of different things in it that are known to work together in synergy safely. Knockout is available at InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. But the specials end on Wednesday at 2 o'clock, so you got about 2.5 days to take advantage of that. You can also call 888-253-3139. And please also support our local sponsors you hear on local stations. Tell them why you're supporting them or become a sponsor. And please spread the word about the local M&FM affiliates as well. That is just as important as buying the products or telling people about InfoWars.com. I cannot stress that enough. The Democrats are trying to bankrupt talk radio right now. They're doing a lot of different things. And it's just important to support talk radio as a venue, period, especially our affiliates and our stations. Okay, without further ado, I'm going to go to your phone calls for the balance of the hour. Then the Cashless Society control grid comes into plain view. Hundreds of cops kicked off force for committing sex crimes. We have a very important article about homicide rate dropping and folks with concealed carries killing people that try to rob them. And we've got the tectonic news and more coming up in the next hour. We'll continue with your calls as well. We're going to go to Brian in a minute, and then Carl, Adam, Mark, Jim, and others. But Brian in Kentucky, you're up first. Go ahead. Thank you for calling.
Yes, Alex, I appreciate your phone allowing me to talk to you this evening, this afternoon. I just wanted to talk about the borders and that how we really need to concentrate on the state legislatures and bringing the laws under control under the state legislatures. Here in Kentucky, we've got Jody Richards in the state legislature who's not doing his job properly, and I want to get him out of office.
Well, brother, what they do is, what they're doing is so criminal, so larcenous, so out in the open, and I appreciate your call, it's a great point, I'm going to elaborate on that now, that they need us to be buffaloed by it, and just, they go so over the top, we just submit. The fact that 400-plus cities, 800-plus towns will not give illegals to the police to deport, to ICE, even if they're felons, rape, arson, armed robbery. I mean, they've got to pretty much commit a murder. And the argument the police chief of Austin's given me here in studio is, well, if we do arrest illegals for basically crimes, then they won't report crimes to us. What does that mean? What does that even mean? It's very frustrating. And I've had Travis County prosecutors, you know, deputy prosecutors have come and visited me and shown me documents that aren't secret, but they're... Well, I've been to the studio is the point, and shown me the $10 and $20 fines and basically memos that have gone out to the police. They go out to captains, and then the captains tell them, okay, just take it easy with the illegals because the judges are just going to let them go anyways. And that's come out in the news around the country, but think about that. They want the illegals here. They want them to operate under the radar. They want them to launder money for the Democratic Party and get all these tax returns. One address in Austin laundered $89 million. Five illegals live in the house. No one was prosecuted. One address laundered over $100 million in Atlanta. It was the top city. Remember a few years ago? AP investigation? Even AP reported on it. Where the illegals, well who do you think is laundering all that money? The Democratic Party. They use the illegals as a cutout, folks. And the Republicans are involved in some corruption, but I got to be honest. They mainly make money off big warmongering. Republicans are involved in narcotics trafficking itself, some of them. I mean, they're involved in some bad stuff, but man, the Democrats are just down to the grassroots level. They've been running criminal operations since New York City, since Boston. Look at Acorn, where you walk in, you go, I got child prostitutes. I want to run them as slaves. How do I do that? Well, you just put them in school because all we want is our cut of the money, and you pay your taxes. It doesn't matter if it's illegal. Just you run your prostitution operation with those kids, and you'll be fine. Remember the Acorn videos? I mean, you get around these Democrats, man, these are gangsters, folks. They are low down. They are mean. They'll laugh at you and go, of course we're race baiting. How do you think you control people? And I sat there and had black people look right at me and go, listen, Alex, you know you don't want all these black people around, these ugly-looking, nappy-head black people. We're going to kill them. And I'm like, you're black. What's your problem? I care about all children. You just make me sick. They go out and get their brand-new Mercedes-Benz. I've had black leaders in Austin. When I used to go down to the Access TV station where they had shows, just sit there right in the hallway, and then have them file complaints on me and stuff. I mean, just like, man. But I guess if you feed on your own people all day, that's your attitude towards them. These are sick, 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 sick people. Very, very sick people. They know exactly what they're doing. It's just crazy. I've told the story many times. Our IT guy one night, I was pulling into the office, like it was like a Friday night or something, about 7 o'clock. I was pulling to do some work. And for some reason, before I got there, an alarm had gone off. That happens sometimes. Somebody doesn't close the door right or whatever. And so I pull up, and one of our IT guys is already there. He's a contractor. And he pulled up right before the alarm went off. And the cops were asking him who he is, and he says who he is and everything. And his license was expired. And I get there, and there's three cops. One woman looks all freaked out and is backing away from me. Another cop goes, hi, Alex, how you doing, white guy? And they're putting him in the cop car. And then the black cop goes, man, I'm a big fan. You ought to hear my rock and roll band. I just played in New York. It's really cool, blah, blah. And I'm like, okay, we're friends. Fine, you're a nice guy. And he goes, yeah, I've been listening to you for years, blah, blah, blah. And they're putting him in the squad car. And I go, so you're putting him in the squad car, but if it's illegal, you let him go. And he goes, that's right. That's what we're told to do. So I go over to the other car, and he's already in the back of it. And she walks over, and I go, and she was a Hispanic lady. And I go, you know you wouldn't arrest him if he was an illegal alien from Mexico. She just looks at me and then gets in the car. And then the two guys go, yeah, you're right, but this is what we do. Bye, Alex. And they drive away with him to jail. I mean, that's experiencing this in America. Because he was a 6'4" white guy, I guess. And I guess under political correctness, he's white. I guess he deserves to go to jail to teach him something. Let's go to a phone call. Jim in Georgia, thanks for calling. You're on the air.
Oh, it's an honor to speak with you again, brother.
Welcome. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. I just... I know this is an artificially constructed clash of civilizations, but obviously there are real consequences. I just wanted to say that we will not allow our women to be treated the way of Sharia law.
That's because you're anti-feminist and anti-woman.
Sharia law will not fly here. We got our guns, and
you don't want to have your women cuckolded, and you don't want to have the radical Muslims order you around with a bunch of liberal socialists hopping around.
No way, Jack. Ain't going to happen here.
That's why, exactly, and they know that's why they're gearing up Homeland Security to come after the American people. But I don't see them getting away with this. They hate America so bad and Europe so bad, they literally want to drive a stake into our heart like we're a vampire.
Yeah, like we're the vampire.
Well, I mean, all I know is they're taking people from the most downtrodden, third world, crazy, Stone Age countries where women aren't even barely allowed out of the house. And they're going to bring them here and then make us adopt that culture. What do you have to say about that?
Will not happen. And, from my cold, dead hands, and you can take them lead first, Jack. That's all I'm going to say.
But what do you think about all the spoiled, rotten Western women that have lived in the lap of luxury where all the great Renaissance freedoms came from, who have been taught to hate the freedom in the West? What are they going to think under radical Islam?
Well, they're going to realize then that they have been suckered and that the real men, they have allowed them to be neutered.
That's right. They taught the women to teach men to put their testicles in a giant castration machine. And then now the liberals kind of like being cuckolded. They kind of like being bossed around and, ooh, it's sexy. And I've been around it. Ooh, you're going to beat me? You're going to put a hood on my head? Ooh, yeah.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined. From where we shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at dollardanger.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to dollardanger.com. Again, that's dollardanger.com.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period, with packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Why would you go anywhere else? KD offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water purification kit for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com.
Come and take it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Ooh, Lord, I travel so hard. Ooh, Lord,
trouble so hard. Don't nobody know.
Again, ladies and gentlemen, they're trying to completely break our will. It's a psychological program of learned helplessness. And a situational syndrome where you develop a normalcy bias to just anything. And so stuff's getting really radical. It's getting really crazy. It's getting over the top because they're about to pull stuff that's even wilder. And they just want to normalize helicopters ascending on your town, blowing stuff up, checkpoints on the highways, armored vehicles, open borders, retina scanning to buy and sell, with the young trendies sitting there watching television, playing video games on their iPads all day, losing language, losing interpersonal skills, and only receiving education and political correctness to just moan and groan and just be totally freaked out and depressed because they've never had any real life experiences. They've been coddled their whole lives. All they've got is insecurity and neurosis. The whites are self-hating, weird chicken necks. The minorities, not even on average, but they've got their core group, are angry, chip on the shoulder, something's been done to me, and any white person around might be one of these people. That guy's wearing a captain's hat. He may be a Nazi. Everything offends me. I'm good at it. And boy, when they would do this to other people, they would start groveling. So you hear all these hundreds of magazines. When I say hundreds, it's got to be thousands. I've seen hundreds of magazine articles this year and last year saying, don't wear the wrong outfit. University saying, do it. This is sick. And then radical Islam shows up. By the way, there weren't really Hispanic groups that were offended by American flags. That was the media just kind of hyping that up. And now all over the country, can't have American flags. It hurts Mexicans' feelings. Or can't have American flags in New York. It hurts Muslims' feelings. Or you can't wear a shirt that says, I defend the Second Amendment. It's about destroying language. And I know you know that. But they're making their move because big stuff's about to start happening. And then they hate Muslims. The globalists are destabilizing their countries, wrecking them, putting radicals in charge that oppress people. There were lots of Muslim countries that were becoming first world, wanted to work with the West, wanted to be Western. And our government, from Iran to you name it, in the last 50, 60 years, overthrew those places and put radicals in charge. And that's the big secret, is the people running the show want to hamstring the Middle East with a bunch of crazies. And so we have committed crimes against the Middle East. Our elites have. Our elites committed crimes against Russia, putting the Bolsheviks in charge. And I'm not demonizing the West. We were the greatest, the most inventive, the most wealthy, the most sophisticated, and the most hardcore criminal syndicates developed criminal operations so sophisticated, so diabolical, that the people of the West couldn't decipher it. And now we're living multiple generations into brainwashing, into mind control. I don't want to skip any callers or go to them too quick, so I'm going to give everybody some time. Adam in Florida, Mark, Stephen, Cal, Rich, and others. We're going to go to break here in a minute, come back, and go directly to your phone calls for the next 20, 30 minutes of the hour. Then I'm going to cover the waterfront on news that I've mentioned but haven't gotten to. Science news, world news, tectonic earth change news, Second Amendment news, and so much more. But when I talk about the over-the-top nature of it, when cities take federal money to then not arrest illegals for serious crimes and then refuse to give them to ICE, and then ICE is told don't deport them, when a Democratic black sheriff can't even deport 5 illegals a week out of hundreds he arrests who are felons, and they act like it's horrible and mean that he does it, and everyone goes along with it, it shows how they've bullied us into accepting anything. They have to make the crimes they're committing look like wonderful and good. I mean, it's criminal the sheriff doesn't deport all the illegals. But see, all the illegals that are committing crimes, that is. But no. It's bad that he deports anybody. See? Just, it's outrageous Stockholm syndrome. We'll be back.